When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Comp.
Hello.
Hello, Lucy.
Hi.
I think this table is sinking. I've drilled too many holes into this table.
You drilled a lot of holes into it.
It's not a sturdy table. Well, it's a table. Tables are by nature one of the sturdiest things nature's ever created. What is this? Plastic? Like, it's a plastic, but it's not like, you know, the kind of plastic a Frisbee's made of.
No.
It's hard plastic. And I drill a lot of holes. What's the thing I got? A hole? It's the thing that goes into a drill. It's like a saw. Hole saw. Imagine putting that into a person.
Oh, I wouldn't want that, but in me.
It just goes right into the tape. And I kept running wires through it. And over, you know, during the redesign, and you saw me, I'm drilling another hole.
Yeah. How many holes would you say are in this thing?
16, 20, something like that. So, I mean, how many do we need? Two. I mean, it'd be nice. I would like to drill more holes, so I could run some of the, you know, clean up what people can't see. Some of these cables that run across the table, but I've drilled too many because I just didn't know where to put the mic stands.
Yeah, well, you put them in one place, but then you realize the arm's not stretching far enough, or you realize it's too close.
Yeah.
You can't manipulate it.
I'd love to drill a hole into my body. And, you know, and run cables through that. I mean, why don't they make like a body saw? They do. It's what they use in the Civil War. But, I mean, you know, when they keep you alive, they should invent, like, they can invent all sorts of robots, AI, ChatGPTs. You know, and they can't. What, you know, you cringe at that. You don't like when I say ChatGPTs. I'm trying to start a new thing. I'm trying to start a gimmick, and you're gonna debase me in front of my fans, in front of our listeners. You're gonna make a face. I'm gonna cut away from that face. I'm not gonna. Now that we have two cameras, I'm not gonna show people the face you made when I said ChatGPT.
Well, I think that people should be able to see the face and then hear your comments and make up their mind between the two.
You'd love that, wouldn't you? You can poison people on ChatGPTs.
So you want a utility hole basically in your body,
yeah,
that you can run some wires through,
mm-hmm,
like just the wire charging your iPhone or something.
That'd be great. And it goes right to your wrist, like one going through my wrist that goes straight to my phone into my hand.
That sounds nice.
And I can keep one. I keep a wire. I another hole in my leg where my pants would be. And it goes right into my pocket. Where the extra battery is.
And where is the actual charging source located?
Well, I just said the battery's in my pocket.
Oh, okay.
So it's going the hole. I feel like I think it's one of those holes that you use to touch yourself in your pocket, but it's really from, like, I mean, that's, I've just given ammunition to a bunch of creeps.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when they find, when, like, there's that whole thing when you cut a hole in your pocket and then you touch your, you know, you do stuff.
Sure.
And then to your genitals. Now people just say, I have one. I know I have a hole that goes straight to my phone. Like Kump told us to.
Yeah. I feel like
I'm going to be the hero of creeps. I don't want that.
It never ends up functioning as the excuse they want it to function as, though, because it's like, that doesn't explain the jerking movements.
Sure.
That doesn't explain the,
I have Bell's palsy and I listen to Kump.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, bringing me up is never the answer.
No.
I don't know what kind of free ride people think I've had through life, but it has not, you know, whatever I am, my essence has not gotten me any favors. You know, no. I mean, I'm married to you. It's nice. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, but you know, I had to win you over. You know, I'm not the guy rolling up to like a roller one of those roller restaurants. Mm. You know, the restaurants where girls are on skates.
Sure.
They look at me and if I ever go to one of those, I'm ended up in jail, and I'm not even sure why. But some woman on roller skates is going to accuse me of, like, you know, I don't know, like spilling fribble on her. What's that? You know, that's Friendlies, right?
Right.
What a milkshake.
Johnny Rockets.
A Johnny Rockets shake.
Yeah.
Some girl on a roller skate is going to accuse me of spilling a Johnny Rockets milkshake all over her tits. And I'm going to go to jail. I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, so in this scenario, you did do it.
Well, I instigated a situation where she spilled a milkshake on her own tits.
Right.
But she's going to blame me. She's going to say, I startled her or I frightened her.
Right. Or so maybe the middle ground truth is that you ordered your burger in kind of a short
I wasn't catty. I forgot to add caramelized onions, which on a burger like that, I like to have.
Sure.
And I went, hold on. She was rolling away, and then she got tripped up. And then then she fell into a milkshake. Her tits fell into a milkshake.
Right. But she spins that as your verbal abuse of her.
They always do. Because you know why? Because I don't bend the knee. I don't kiss ass anywhere. I'm not out there saying, you know, oh, schmoozing and saying ass kissing these people in general. This is a metaphor, by the way. Mm. I'm not schmoozing people. Take me or leave me, and many leave me.
I would love to hear what you sound like when you're trying to schmooze. I can't even imagine you.
Never have. I've never heard it myself.
Yeah,
because I'm not a schmoozer. Mm. When I sell, it's a hard sell.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You had a little thing on your...
A little Red Bull on my beard?
A little thing on your lip.
What, Red Bull?
Yeah. I think so.
What else would it be? You think so?
It looked more solid than a drop of Red Bull, but I guess that's what it was. It looked
more crystalline. Are you on my team or not?
I'm trying to tell you how
I'm the Willie Loman of the 24th century.
Yeah.
and you're sitting there going, you got a chunk of Red Bull on your lip. You have a crust of Red Bull on you. You'd sell me out in a second to the scavengers.
Mm. Well, I I don't think I would. I think I've actually, I think I'm actually a loyal wife to you.
So far. We're still in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Technically. Mm. Right?
How long is the honeymoon phase?
A year. Literally a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I learned that in sociology class. Mm. Years ago.
According to who? According to some guy who got divorced after a year?
Yes. Yeah. Let me tell you. Some guy who's like, you know, wife couldn't stand the fact that he was, you know, picking his gums. Always picking his gums. What's going on today in the world?
Well, we got new rulings coming out of Alabama. We got a celebrity
new
chef.
Rulings? What kind of new roller girls?
New rules.
New rule. What?
New rules in Alabama.
New rules? Were we Bill Maher?
Regarding IVF.
IVF?
Yeah.
What is this?
And then we got, well, one thing actually, before we get to that.
Sure. Let's tease IVF.
I got to say.
IVF ban coming up. But first, Lucy's Corner.
I am concerned.
I thought you were going to say you're pregnant.
That. I'm concerned that you are escaping into a fantasy world a little bit too often.
I don't do it that often.
I think that it's pretty often nowadays.
I don't get a hole in my pants.
You've been playing Cyberpunk, which is, you know, playing video games is an escapism in and of itself.
It's not escapism. It's a skill and an art, and I love it.
No, that's just the enjoyment of an art form.
Yeah.
I'm
not escaping. But what am I escaping? You?
Well, every time I see you
playing. I'm playing Cyberpunk 2077. It's a great game.
What do you think about it so far?
Well, I played it when it first came out, and despite what everyone always says, I enjoyed it, even though I had a lot of bugs. This is the game that came out in like 2020. It was bugged to all hell. Everyone lost their mind about it. I played 100 hours of it, beat the game back then. I mean, not without its bugs, but I'm just saying, I beat it back then. I'm playing it again. It's had a redemption arc. It's a game where you play a cyberpunk, as per the name, a man with implant or a woman or a genderless person with implants, you know, cybernetic implants that go into your arm. You have blades for arms. You could have, you know, optics that like see things, like, you know, scanners. You have legs that jump twice.
Legs that jump twice.
Double jump legs. Yeah.
Like a kangaroo almost. Yeah, like a hoppy leg.
Well, there's ones that there's ones that have like a spring motion to them. You hold it down and you jump high, or there's ones that you jump and you jump again, like jump, like double jump. Mm. So I don't know how that works. The double jump, you jump in the middle of the air, I guess. Mm. I don't know how these cyber implants work. I'm a doctor, but the point, and you go, and basically the doctors you go to and install these things are basically like the tattoo artists.
Yeah,
like you don't have a tattoo shop basically. And this guy's sawing into your back and putting stuff in your spine.
Yeah, they're giving you a metal spine.
Yeah, I don't know how, like, in the future they've dealt with...
What are those things called? A Robert Louis Stevenson? Or what do they call it?
What?
What's that thing they put on your spine?
Sandeviston?
Sandeviston,
Robert yeah. Louis Stevenson? If you've seen Cyberpunk Edgerunners on Netflix, which is good. Honestly, for a cartoon for based on a video game, I've never, or anything based on a video game, I've never seen anything where everything matched. Nah, I mean, most things match. Like the interface where you hack into someone's toilet matches. You know, the security cam interface matches the show. The sound of the phone ringing. It's all, it feels, you know, whatever. But yeah, they use a Sandeviston, which slows down time. So you do like a Matrix move.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But you're basically, these guys like drilling into your spine in the back of like, you know, you need a rest tattoo parlor. It just seems like not sterile much.
Right.
Like, if you had spine surgery, you'd want the room to be clean and sterile. But these they call them ripper docs, and they're just, rooms are often full of blood.
Yeah.
And piss.
It's not very clean.
Not always, but sometimes. I mean, depending on the locale. You know, it's a whole city, and the nicer districts, like the Upper East Side equivalent, for instance. Yeah, you it wouldn't be so much blood and cum on the Ripper Dock. But, you know.
So the Sandeviston is supposed
Sandeviston.
So the Sandeviston is supposed to slow down time.
Well, for
I
you.
I thought it just gave you a really strong spine.
You watch the show with me. The guy's moving really quick. You think he's got a really strong... You think a really strong spine makes you move quicker than the speed of light?
I mean, maybe a spine that's full of, you know, move fast fluid or whatever exists in this world. I didn't know that was actually slowing down time around you.
Well, it's not. I don't think it's actually slow. It makes you move very quickly, I think, is the idea.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Look, the point. These are the kind of things that happen in Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
So that's your frame of reference out there.
Sure.
It's a fun game.
But every time I see you playing it,
yeah.
You're on a date with some person. Like
you can romance in the game. Okay? You can romance a woman.
And romance is a verb.
Yeah, you romance her.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Like, I romance this woman.
Yeah.
And so I romance this woman. Okay? It's part of the plot. I've already played the game. It's integral to the plot that you romance this woman. I don't know what happens. I think you can just be friends, maybe, and the same thing might happen.
Yeah.
But, like, it's kind of implied you're supposed to romance her. It's better if you do.
And how many cyberpunk girlfriends would you say you've had at one time?
I have one. Now, I went to a prostitute in the cyber, you know, in the Japantown era or area. It's called Japantown. I didn't make it up. That's different. There's another girl that you've seen me with, but she's just a friend. Her friend was murdered. Mm. Well, her friend was technically like a robot prostitute who was abducted by bad Ripper docs, and then she was brought to a BD torture chamber, brain dance torture. And I don't want to spoil the game,
right? Sure,
but.
So you were comforting her, kind of.
Well, I helped get her friend out alive.
Oh, okay, got it.
And you're just like, oh, who's that woman? And I'm helping her.
Well, I just don't understand why. Well, at one point you showed me like a sex scene that you can do in there.
But that's when my girlfriend in the game.
Yeah, and I can understand the appeal of that.
It's not an appeal. It's what you're supposed to do.
But most of the time it's just these boring dates where a woman wants to cuddle on your lap.
They added that in the new update, and I'm not thrilled with it. All right, I'm not thrilled with the new update where like you have to like look. It's a cool. Look, you have these apartments now. You buy these expensive apartments with your mercenary winnings, and then you can invite, and then you have his girlfriend. And instead of just being like a non-interactive thing, you can have her come over for dates. But the dates are always the same. Mm. It's always just her laying on your knee and you caressing her cheek. It's boring.
And you can take a shower together.
Take a shower together. Yeah. It's just the same. She says the same things over and over. The game's great, but they really need to add more interactivity with the girlfriend. Or just stop having her call me. Because, like, I don't. How about I call her?
Wait, so she calls you?
She texts me. She's like, hey, can I come over? And I'm like, yeah, come to this apartment and we'll hang out.
Yeah.
And now I just try to, like, you know, I sit there on the couch and I talk to her for a second and I leave.
And do these.
I used to schmooze with her and I go to bed with her, but I don't want to go to bed. I had to be at a thing, yeah, where we were gonna break into a whorehouse. And so the prostitutes could like take over the whorehouse. Literally, this is a thing I had to do, and it was a time sensitive mission. And she's like, "Can I come over?" And I don't know what happens in the game now if you say no. Like she won't be her friends who are all like weird bikers, like who are supposed to help you later in the game break into a Japanese corporation's tower. You know, like Trump Tower, but for the Japanese. Like a Japanese Trump Tower, basically.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, I don't know what happens if I say, hey, I don't got time for you. I got to help a prostitute, you know, liberate her whorehouse.
Right, because you got to invest a little time in each girlfriend, I would imagine.
It's like real life, yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like...
It's one girlfriend. I'm doing the other thing because I'm a good person. All right? I'm liberating the whorehouse out of the goodness of my heart. I'm not charging her.
What kind of things do you have to do for?
She's a lesbian. Don't you get it? She's not going to date me.
No. But with the girlfriends, like, do you have to like win their favor? Like, I remember I loved Harvest Moon growing up.
This is not Harvest Moon. You have what cyber implants do you have in Harvest Moon?
You don't. But you can give a woman a fish, and it will make her love you.
It's more complicated than that. I had to choose a lot of dialogue options to romance her properly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fair.
I had to say all the right things. I had to fucking. I had to make her wet constantly.
Yeah.
I had to turn her into that thing from the fish of water, the shape of water.
Shape of water. Yeah.
Remember that stupid movie that won the Academy Award? Mm-hmm. I had to turn her. She smelled like that thing, and I was done with her. Well, all the dialogue options I picked. She was just, I mean, I was just saying, I mean, I'm like Cyrano de Bergerac. De Bergerac. Cyberpunk de Bergerac.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, you know, but Lucy turns, every time my cyberpunk girlfriend is like, you know, naked in the shower, Lucy decides to start paying attention to the TV. And she acts like, oh, I'm playing some kind of, you know, porn game. Look, she's very threatened by it. I'm sorry. Most of the time, I'm using a katana, and I'm just like, and I'm air dashing around, slicing up people with a katana, my katana build, or stealthing. I'm a stealth katana man.
Right.
Is my whole thing.
Oh, you could stealth?
Yeah, you can. It's lost. I mean, you don't have to, but you can. Yeah, it's a whole path. Mm. But all you see is me stealthing my dick into digital women. At one point, my dick was too. I picked a really big dick for the guy because you can pick the dick, but like all the pants looked bad.
Yeah,
because like the way they made the pants tent, it's like I had the world's worst erection every moment.
Yeah, like it does look really bad because it looks like the cock looks flaccid.
Yeah,
but at the same time, bulgy. Like
it looks like the head is like way too big.
Right.
It looks like the head is like literally a Mario Brothers mushroom.
Yeah.
That you step on. It was big, like when you're in the warp zones. People know what I'm talking about. World War 4-2 represent.
Would it work if they should give you an option where you're kind of like you're a grower, not a shower, where like it establishes that where you can pick a skin where at some point it gets established that your dick can be really big.
Well,
but it doesn't have to look big in the pants.
Well, you should. So you wanted me to pick like a flaccid and erect size.
Yeah,
that would be a nice update to come. I mean, I think they're done updating the game, but I think they should add. I think they should add a new update, 2.12.
Yeah,
that adds an erect size versus a flaccid size. You should get erect. I mean, they should animate that. I mean, I think that might be too suggestive. If a video game started, doing that, you'd have church groups just, I mean, I don't know how they're not already. Like, they're probably not playing Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
But you just, I shouldn't, forget I said anything. I don't want to be the rat who turns this. Somehow this video gets spread. The first thing we ever do that goes viral. Bunch of Christians are like, I didn't know you could have an erect cock in Cyberpunk.
Can't you also be like non-binary too?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. I mean, you can also have you can also have gorilla arms.
Right. That's right.
They're called that. I mean, that literally gorilla are just strong arms, blade arms.
But they're
arms.
Big, right? Like they're like twice your body size.
No, they don't. I mean, you would think so, but not really. I mean, in the cartoon, it seems that way.
Yeah.
But I mean, in the game, you have gorilla arms. It doesn't account for that when it shows you your body.
Mm.
That'd be cool, though. What would you do if I came home and I just had these massive gorilla arms? And like, it would probably make a lot of noise too. I mean, like the idea they'd be quiet.
They'd be dragging around.
They probably sound like that. They never show that in the game, but it'd probably be like just gears grinding.
Yeah.
I'm not affording, the whole idea of Cyberpunk is that these are things that, you're not going to a hospital have these things installed. Some, guy who's, barely, who did, a 2-week seminar at DeVry, at Apex Tech, is drilling into my spine now. I don't think he's machining these things. He's milling them as finely as possible. I want Jeopardy. Just, I don't know, but yeah. I mean, if you could look past, there's so much richness in this game to abuse me on, and you're just getting jealous about these cyber girls.
Well, it's not just the cyber girl. I think the cyber girls at first made sense to me, but then you were talking about how everybody's in this game is trying to have sex with you. There's like random guys who come up to you and try to have sex with you.
Well, no, not random guys. If you go to the street that has the prostitutes, the guys will offer it to you.
Oh, okay. So there's a red light district.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And they'll offer have you sex them.
Mm.
All sorts of stuff. It's not like a red light. I mean, I guess it's a red light district, sure. If you want to be reductive about it.
There's more going on than just the red light district. There's lots of theater.
I think you're being reductive in general. There are also, you can buy brain dances, which are basically like torture porns that are mixed into but you use a visor to watch them.
Oh, okay.
It's like PlayStation VR, but you're watching torture. Mm.
The brain dance stuff is like, that's when you see the really nasty stuff.
I mean, you don't really see. I mean, it's implied that it happens, but I mean, I'm not like, you can't buy them in the game.
Right.
You can't buy like a bunch of torture and like watch it.
That's probably good.
Yeah, I don't want to watch
that. You don't want to feed people's thirst for torture.
It's implied. It's implied how deplorable these things are.
Yeah. No,
I don't think we should. I don't think we should be training, antisocial men to watch torture porn.
Right. So this is not a utopia they're painting. This is a
no. It's just hell on earth.
Yeah.
It's a dystopia.
Okay.
It's literally a dystopia.
Got it.
You know what a dystopia is, right? It's not a store.
It's when things are bad.
It's not a store that sells bongs.
Yeah.
Okay. It's and tie-dye shirts. It's a bad future.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's move on. Speaking of dystopia, Alabama.
Alabama came up with some interesting rules. They decided that IVF not exempt from the whole anti- abortion.
Now, what is IVF? This is when you eat stem cells?
this is when you eat stem cells and it makes you stronger.
Yeah.
No, it's I guess people do that too. But it's not like...
Imagine if pork rinds are actually IVF stem cells that you eat. That'd be amazing. I'd love to have pork rind baby stem cells. And just like munching on them. Making me stronger.
I think there might be some stem cells. I don't know if I'm just like regurgitating in propaganda here.
In pork rinds?
But I think there might be some in like skincare products or something.
I mean, that's got to be expensive ass skincare.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't think the Kylie Jenner skincare has stem cells. Maybe it does. I don't want to disparage her. Maybe she does pony up for the stem cells.
Right.
Give me baby spine juice, please. Put it in the jar.
If people can start eating stem cells and they like them, it's all over, I think.
I'm gonna start canning my own. I'm gonna buy giant jars of peanut butter. Mm. And then buy bags of stem cell juice. Whatever it's called, fluid. Stem cell spinal fluid, whatever, in bulk. Mm. I'm gonna mix it with the peanut butter. I'm gonna sell it as a beauty product. Why am I gonna make my own cream? It's the stem cells what you really need anyway.
Right.
And women are known to buy goops.
That's true.
And just put them on their face.
You might have more luck with the women if you mix it with coconut oil or something.
Sure, that's cheap too. Honestly, yeah. That's not expensive.
Peanut butter. I don't know how many women want to slather their face in peanut butter.
I'm not going to tell them it's peanut butter. I'm going to tell them it's stem cell juice.
Yeah, that's true.
It is.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll just mix it with Kool-Aid. Why am I even buying the stem cells? I'm going to get peanut butter, mix it with Kool-Aid or olive oil, and tell them it's stem cells. Mm. You can rub it on your face and tell everyone you're going to live to 100 or some shit.
Put this on your face before you kiss me.
That's actually going to be the slogan.
Yeah.
It's, what should we call it? Something goo.
Glow goo.
Glow, you goo.
Okay. You goo.
No, glow goo. Neither of those. Murder glue. Murder glue. What?
Murder glue. Put this on your face before you kiss me.
Yeah. So it's called Murder Glue.
We'll have Ryan Gosling do the commercial.
This is Murder Glue. Mm. Welcome to Murder Glue. It's the new experimental stem. They say stem cells are murder. Well, we have Murder Glue. It makes you live forever. And it's really just Kool-Aid and olive oil and peanut butter. Murder glue.
So we're taking the stem cells out entirely now.
I'm moving fast. You missed that. No, okay. we're not using stem cells. Okay. That doesn't exist. I can't just buy stem cell juice. No, I'm literally going to buy bulk peanut butter. I mean, for the amount I'm going to charge for this stuff, I could just buy a jar of Jif. Mm. No, I need to put in something else anyway. We need to get those vials from the Vial of Life program. Remember that?
Vial of Life.
The thing I did my Eagle Scout project
That's
with.
That's right, yeah.
Jeez, you don't remember anything. And I'm gonna mix peanut butter and olive oil in a vial in an uninflated 2-liter Coke bottle. And I'm gonna sell it as murder glue. And sell it to dumb women. And some men.
Waiting. All right. Well, I guess that's technically progressive of you. I mean,
It would go. Red Bull's so good. So what's going on in Alabama?
Alabama rules frozen embryos are children, raising questions about fertility care, basically IVF.
All right. This is when your husband's dick doesn't work, right? Or your womb is too toxic. What goes on? Why are some women's wombs unable to hold life? What happens inside of some wombs? Is it just full of, is it like pH balance? Is it too acidic?
I think you're thinking of surrogacy here because
IVF, no.
I think IVF is when you want to put in your womb. Your eggs are running out.
No, that's not what this is.
So you got to freeze them and then put the frozen embryo into your womb.
That's not what this is at all. IVF is in vitro fertilization. How are you lecturing me? In vitro fertilization.
Yeah.
I mean, it's usually when they basically put the egg, they fertilize the egg in a petri dish, then put it back in the woman.
Yeah.
Right.
So
it's not frozen.
It's not necessarily the womb that's a problem. It's the decaying, rapidly decaying eggs and then some shitty sperm.
Oh, so the eggs decay too rapidly? I thought yeah, once it was fertilized, that this this acidic womb could no longer kill the baby. But up until that point, it was a problem. I thought it was like if like it's like when you eat too much Cholula hot sauce,
right?
And your guts gurgling. I thought that's what the womb was like. And it was just like a gurgling womb that was just full of hot Cholula, the green one, which I love. It's so much tastier, but it just it goes. Right. You ever use the bathroom after the green too much green Cholula? And no, it's not. I'm not disparaging Cholula. It's peppers. What do you expect to happen? I mean, they're doing their job, Cholula.
Yeah,
they're juicing peppers and putting them into a jar or a tube, just like my murder glue. But I mean, so I'm not putting the company down. But I mean, you start putting that on your wings, you dousing your wings with this green hot sauce right. More than you should. Yeah, it's gonna start gurgling. Your uterus is gonna start gurgling.
That's true. The womb is where women store their diarrhea.
Sometimes when I'm bubbling like a percolator after too much Cholula and things are happening down there, I'm just thinking to myself, and I'm on a certain chair with a hole in it in the bathroom. All I say to myself is, thank God I'm not pregnant, because this the baby would come out. It would just come out of me. It would just fall out with all this other stuff. I mean, women with diarrhea must, I know it doesn't make sense, but if you were, think about if you're pregnant, think about it.
Sure.
You know, I don't think you've ever been pregnant, right?
No.
But you can imagine. Now imagine you have diarrhea and you're pregnant. Okay. I'm not saying it's rational, but you gotta be worried.
Oh, I mean, of course.
Honestly, if I was pregnant, every time I take a shit, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, is a baby in there? Does the baby fall out? I would freak out every time I use the toilet.
That's not that unreasonable. I mean, women who have like miscarry and stuff, I think they're taking a shit at first sometimes. That's why so many dead babies end up in the toilet.
My God. Can you imagine? So that's how you know God's is just a monster. Ugh.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it shouldn't be happening all in the same.
The idea that you could just what a rough time in the toilet I'm having. What a dump! Oh my God, it's my baby and it's dead. What a crazy course of events. I mean, I'm empathizing with the mother.
Yeah, no, it's horrible.
I mean, what God, Jesus, like he dies for your sins. How many die for that?
Yeah.
Stop that. What are you testing? Oh, God's testing you. Really? How's he testing Nepo babies?
Yeah.
Oh, how's Les Moonves' son being tested? Probably has a son. He was at a CVS for a long time. Les Moonves. He's a rich guy, for instance. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, rich man's son. Does he have to deal with that? When he's taking a big shit and it turns out to be his dead son, his dead baby in the toilet? It's horrible.
It's really bad.
We don't talk about this enough.
No, we don't.
Your baby dies while you think you're shitting.
Yeah.
Crazy. Now, if you're one of these mothers that's affected, you're probably not listening to our show.
No.
But I mean, I'm on your side. That's no one understands you like I do. Now it sounds like I'm trying to romance them, but I'm not. I'm saying, but I think I'm the first person in media to really acknowledge how fucked up that is.
It's super fucked
up. Women have to live with that. And then they go, oh, you miscarried. And then you go, oh, I'm sorry. And Mike Pence is like trying to make you like have a funeral.
Yeah.
Like for, a wooden coffin. And all the time, your memory of this baby is that it died while you thought you were shitting.
No, there's like a woman in just while we're on the subject, like there's a woman in, I forget what state it was in, but like after one of these anti-abortion laws passed, she basically like had to, like the hospital, she was in the hospital having a miscarriage for like a week.
Right.
Until eventually she was like,
she was shitting for a week?
Well, no. She was like almost going to miscarry. They were basically waiting for her to miscarry.
Right. I was having fun with it.
Right.
I'm on their side, but I'm making a little bit of light here. We're not running one of these this is not a telethon.
You're right. I don't know why I took that literally. But it's like, but she goes like, they're waiting for her to miscarry. And eventually she's like, I need to like go to work. I need to go. And they're, and the nurses are kind of like, ah, okay. And then later she ends up like, you know, going into, you know, like abdominal pain.
Yeah.
And she ends up miscarrying in the toilet. And then some rotten like nurse, like, ratted her out to the cops and like lied to the cops about how she like, oh, she was saying she didn't want her baby and she ended up getting arrested. Like,
would we know she said she didn't want her? I mean, are you sure she didn't say that?
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
I'm not like, I'm not.
We kind of know that she didn't want it to happen because she was in the hospital for 5 days. Like she tried to do it the right way. But
tried
it's
to
like,
what?
You know, miscarry.
She like, tried to miscarry?
She tried to miscarry the right way, like in the hospital.
Right. Who
like,
miscarries in the hospital? Why does some women get to just miscarry like it's nothing? Some women just like fart and they miscarry, right? I'm not saying it's not traumatic once you realize what happens, but I'm just saying like some women just miscarry and then some women have to like spend 5 days in the hospital. This is craziness.
Yeah.
We need to figure this out.
I think it depends on how far along you are, but like.
We need to stop having wombs, probably. Just get like, who wants a, just get robot babies. What are we doing?
Yeah. Robot wombs.
It robot babies, not robot wombs. They'll be made in a factory. There's no womb.
Hmm.
Robot babies.
Robot babies. Okay.
And then that can grow. I'm just saying, like, I don't know what you want. The miracle of life just seems to be a bunch of misery. And a few lucky people who, like, have a walking baby.
Yeah.
And everyone else is just, like, is shitting death into a toilet. You know? It's just no one. We act like how did God figure this all out? It must be it must be intelligent design. And it's just like half the women in the world are shitting toilet babies into death. How do you think it's intelligent design?
This could be your big thing. This could be your bestseller. you should just write something called Rich Mom, Poor Mom. But it's all about how some people have a baby and some people miscarry in the toilet.
I mean, what's the infant mortality? I mean, before 1910, like, didn't every baby die?
Lots of babies died.
Lot of babies died.
Yeah.
This is not, God didn't figure this out very well.
No.
He was sitting there, he's playing fucking Baccarat up there. Something. He's playing poker with the devil. When they're shitting fucking babies into dead toilets. The Dead Toilet Society. You know? So what's happening? Alabama's deciding to like put those women to jail now?
So Alabama.
Hey,
they've been doing that.
If you end up having to stare at your dead baby in a toilet mixed with shit, you're going to jail. It's illegal now.
But they're gonna at least arrest you for now. They've been doing that for a second, but now, okay. So I'll just read some of this. An Alabama Supreme Court's ruling that frozen embryos in test tubes should be considered children has sent shockwaves through the world of.
Can I stroke its hair?
I think that's a good
measure. Can I play catch with the test tube? Can I tell the test tube to shut the fuck up? I'm watching the Americans again. And no, they cannot watch it with me. It's too complicated.
Can I say I'll explain the plot of the Americans to you in a way you will be able to understand, but you can't watch it with me.
Can I tell the test tubes if they don't turn Caillou down, I'm going to shoot myself in front of them. No more Caillou! Why is he bald? Does he have cancer?
Why is he white?
Is he white?
Weren't you the one who thought I thought we talked about something like
that. We did talk about Caillou at some point, I think.
But I forget what you were. I know you were confused about his race, but I forget what it actually ended up being.
Yeah, I don't know. You're making me sound like I'm trying to, like, you know, race theory Caillou. I'm not trying to race theory Caillou. I'm just I didn't know if he was black or white. I don't care. Who cares? It's a bad show. It's not a show for adults. Can these test tubes stop shitting all over my records? My Rolling Stones records? Do I have any Rolling Stones LPs? No. I should buy them like a boomer from Amazon. just so I can blame my. I'm gonna get a bunch of records from Amazon, you know, vinyls, and trick and like put them around my kids, and when they mess them up, I'm gonna scream at them. They're vintage. They're irreplaceable. You've wounded me. Just fucking fuck with their heads. But these test tubes, you can't do that with them. That's Let's true. Be real.
Yeah. I was thinking of a similar metric recently, where I was like, if you could step in it and not think, oh my god. I just stepped on even something. Forget about human. I just stepped on some.
Well, I mean, they're test tubes. I think if you wait, why do you always find the one thing I can't agree with? you would step on a bunch of test tubes and not think anything of it.
No, I mean the thing in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, someone pulled it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what is in it? Is it just liquid?
I mean, it's kind of indistinguishable. I think it's indistinguishable as anything at that
point. I think it'd probably be like pork fat.
Under a microscope, sure.
It would probably be like pork fat or chicken fat.
Mm. Yeah, so it would probably look like
if
that.
If I stepped in chicken fat, I'd still be like, what did I just step in?
But you wouldn't be like, oh, I just stepped on a living thing.
I mean, what is it? A chicken fat flavored robot? No, I'd probably think it was some kind of living thing. What do you think it feels like? You think it feels like metal?
I feel like it would feel like stepping in a little bit of water or something.
Maybe. I feel like it'd be more like pork fat. Like gristle.
I don't think it would feel like anything.
I think a miscarriage feels like gristle.
At 24 weeks, it's going to feel like gristle.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at 1 week, what are we usually dealing with here with these tubes? 1 week?
I think it's usually
one week. And you're looking at me. Lumping up the bones on the baby. Was it the Bare Naked Ladies?
Yes.
Yeah. Chicken in the China, the Chinese chicken.
My favorite band.
How is that racist? I mean, I'm not saying it is. It's just, it's like, that guy's just saying a bunch of, that is about the Chinese chicken. He's just fighting. No one, we even know what he meant. I don't care. I'm not a rat. Mm. Just saying.
Yeah.
I feel like if I said something about Chinese chicken, people would be all over it. Anyway.
Okay. An Alabama Supreme Court's ruling that frozen embryos and test tubes should be considered children has sent shockwaves through the world of reproductive medicine, casting doubt over fertility care for would-be parents in the state and raising complex legal questions with implications extending far beyond Alabama. On Tuesday, Karen Jean-Pierre... Oh, right. Oh, yeah. She's still...
The one who's always talking about Ted Lasso in the press conferences.
Yeah.
At the White House.
Yeah, the one who always...
The White House press secretary.
The one who keeps turning the microphone over to fictional characters.
And now we have Toby from The Office is going to talk us about AIDS.
One thing I got to give the... This is a far weirder press secretary than what's-her-name, Huckabee.
Sarah Huckabee, yeah.
Yeah, she's like somehow, she's much weirder than her somehow. Like, I
well, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is just fat and ugly.
Yeah, she's just kind of aggressive.
we act like, I mean, this one's like fucking doing like, you know, cosplay with like Star Trek characters in the middle of like press briefings.
It's really strange.
And everyone, but for years we just, and who's the other one? Sean Spicer? We just abused Republican press secretaries for being fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's your liberal party for you. It's a fair point. Like, why can't we have a party that like doesn't throw women in jail for having baby killing shits, but also doesn't have press conferences with, you know, Downton Abbey participants? You know, like, there's got to be something on middle ground.
Yeah. So the ruling would cause exactly the type of chaos we expected when the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade and paved the way for
politics. What chaos? It was just, I mean, I guess there was some chaos. I didn't see it because I'm a, what do you call it? A man? I was just, well, I mean, be honest.
Right.
Was there chaos? I mean, there must have been some, was there chaos in like Planned Parenthoods? We were just tossing papers in the air?
I mean, I guess chaos is in chaos going inside of a woman, maybe. Like, there's chaos going on in there now.
I don't think it's what they meant. You think, what, like too much hot sauce?
She's saying, like, your pussies are all battlefields now. It's that kind of chaos. But
are people shooting at your pussies? What are
you talking about? Chaos isn't really the right word for it. It's more like a like draconian.
That sounds like a crazy movie, like The Matrix. Your pussy's a battlefield now, and then Agent Smith's just shooting at your pussy.
I feel like it would also be a good title for a love song.
Pussy's a battlefield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who are we selling this to? Who is this for?
The judges issued the ruling on Friday, an appeals court brought by couples whose embryos were destroyed in 2020 when a hospital patient removed frozen embryos from tanks in liquid nitrogen in Mobile and dropped them on the floor.
Were on purpose or they were klutz?
It's so funny to me, the idea that because of one klutz in Mobile, yeah, dropping a bunch of embryos on the floor, like now it's like nobody can do IVF.
I was he like listening? Was he listening to Bare Naked Ladies too loud? Chipping the chatter, the Chinese chicken. Oh fuck! I dropped these embryos. I mean, are embryos that fragile? You can drop a baby on the floor. It's not necessarily going to die.
Yeah.
But embryos, you drop them on the floor once and then done?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're... Yeah, they're...
I mean, isn't the human body just full of, like... If I swallow a bug, that bug's dead.
Yeah.
Right? Because of all the acids in me? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, an embryo has to, like, live inside a body, which I'm sure is full of acids and all sorts of liquids and juices.
Yeah.
But it can't survive a fall to the floor? It doesn't seem like it makes sense.
Yeah, it's like if it can survive the fall to the, like, the, through the fallopian tube.
If it can survive the deep dicking.
Mm. But know? I guess it's meant to be in there. It's supposed to be in that cozy little sack.
What sack?
The uterus.
The sack?
Not exactly, but I'm just calling it a sack.
It's more like a ram's head. Or calf's head. Anyway,
I mean,
what's the one? Look, here's me a favor. I think we're all having a lot of fun here. We're all enjoying this, but for the sake of clarity, can you just summarize this what we've been talking about in a sentence?
A guy dropped some.
No, not just what's the story about?
The Alabama banned in vitro fertilization.
So now you can no longer shove an embryo inside you after it's been outside you.
You can't freeze an embryo and shove it inside of you
again. What if you... But isn't this used a lot to help people have babies?
That's all it's used for.
Right. But I mean, like, what if your dick doesn't, like, can't get hard? Is that for that?
It's not... Well, I mean, maybe if you use somebody else's sperm, you could do it that way.
Use someone's cock. Can you inject your cum into someone else's balls?
Not yet, I don't think.
What if, all right, here's a plan I have to help with this. So we drain them. First, you get a porn star woman or a prostitute. Someone who knows how to do it, all right? We need efficiency here. To drain a guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With her mouth and her throat. Mm-hmm. Drain them. And then we take another man's sperm. We draw it out with a needle. And then we put it into his balls, right?
Just stick it up his urethra?
We figure it out.
Yeah.
We put in a little numbing juice, numb butter. We have some numb butter up there, right? and then he has sex with your wife.
Okay.
Because there's going to be men who can't get this done now because I don't know why. I'm fine. I can have babies when I want to. But these men can't.
Wait, after all of this,
yeah,
the guy still can't even have impregnate his own wife?
How is he supposed to when his dick doesn't work? What are you crazy? You think I invented?
I thought this whole thing was so that impotent men could still fuck their own wives.
Well, how would that work?
Because they'd have another guy's sperm inside of them.
Oh, no, I'm talking about situations where, like, no, here's the deal. Here's what you're missing. Okay. This guy's dick is so bad that even though his, like, if you, like, look, his sperm, like, impregnates an egg at some point, right, in vitro.
Yeah.
So it can happen, but his dick is so bad at fucking. He's just got such a bad dick, mm-hmm, that for some reason that can't work. So you get this other guy with a functional cock.
Yeah.
And you give this guy, and you put this. Yeah, and you put this, like, shitty sperm into him, and it's not ideal, but he can make it work because he gets the dick deeper in, you know, and he curves, and he spoons, mm-hmm, and he massages the tits, whatever. Again, this is not a pornographic show.
Imagine. Imagine subjecting yourself to that to all that indignity.
He spits in your ear.
And realizing that the bull's still the father of the baby.
He's not. It's your cum. It's your DNA. I mean, look, you got to get a DNA test. I mean, we didn't train him properly. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's going to be some bulls out there who just don't drain.
Yeah.
You need to drain them.
Yeah.
I mean, if this klutz can drop a bunch of embryos, some klutz is going to not drain a bull properly. Some klutzy woman. Right. It's not going to suck them hard enough. Mm-hmm. Klutzy woman. Just saying. Look, I mean, a lot of people don't do their jobs. Mm-hmm. I can't. You can't throw a system out because some people don't do their jobs.
That's true. I agree.
So in general, this man has to be sucked clean and have this less than lesser man's cum injected into his dick, and then which way he can shoot it into her, the woman, as it were. Not the woman who sucked him. I mean, I guess sometimes the woman who, like, a woman could drain him, and she's the same woman who's getting pregnant.
Yeah.
Typically, I'm talking about efficiency, but people are going to cheap out. And then, look, is it ever possible that a woman could suck her way to be pregnant?
I mean, I guess.
No, right?
No.
So, okay. That's the only, that's how your thing would happen.
It sounds like the kind of thing you'd see in hentai. A woman who sucks so much that she gets
pregnant. They deal typically with monsters and tentacles. They're not really dealing with a woman who just gets pregnant by blowjobs. That's just not really.
I feel like that's what they would do, though.
If you made hentai?
Yeah. If I was in charge. And one day they
Lucy
will.
Lucy goes to Japan.
Lucy's Japanese adventure.
Yeah. Can you even speak Japanese?
No.
The arrogance of you. I think they would just listen to you. Go on.
Okay, referencing anti-abortion language in the state
constitution. No, it dissed. I mean, is there more to this?
There's a little bit more, maybe. I don't know.
We can talk about the mafia, so.
I
don't want to make light of babies. Enough. I'm drawing a line right here. What happened? The mafia went to jail again?
Reputed mobster gets 4 years in prison for extorting NYC labor union.
I'm not trying to get clipped here. So I'm not going to talk bad about the mafia. I mean, it doesn't even exist as far as I know. I think it's all something the FBI made up. You know?
Yeah.
John Gotti was just a food and beverage man. But that being said, imagine being the one guy left. Was there even extorting an NYC labor union? Do those exist anymore?
Right. No, this is very old school.
Well, read me this story.
Authorities say a mafia member has been sentenced.
A mafia member? What is he? What is Equinox? A mafia member? The news is really falling out of practice writing about the mafia. A mafia member? What are you talking about? Is he a made man? Is he a soldier? Is he a don? What are we dealing with?
Mafia is actually the name of a cardio boxing chain.
We're going to murder that love handle.
We're going to whack those love handles.
I'm going to whack your husband, too.
It says a mafia member has been sentenced to more than 4 years in federal prison for his role.
You can't say more than 4 years. That's four. It's like four plus. I mean, just say it. 4 to 10 years. More than 4 years does not sound like a lot. More than 4 years. All right. You're not really, not exactly like, you know, dissuading people from joining the mafia. Mm. You could be sentenced for more than 4 years.
Vincent Ricciardo. Ricciardo, a captain of the Colombo crime family, was also ordered to pay $350,000 in forfeiture and over $280,000 in restitution by a Brooklyn court judge.
Ricciardo, who's also known as Vinny Unions?
Vinny Unions. That's a little on the nose.
Yeah, I mean.
We call him Vinny Unions because he extorts the unions for us.
I'm Bob Murder Women.
I'm pleaded guilty to racketeering last July for his participation in the labor union extortion, as well as money laundering, loan sharking fraud, and other mob schemes.
I don't know what people want the mafia to be. Like, the one thing the mafia should be involved with is unions, right? You need unions to have a violent side. You can't just, it can't just be like, hey, we're all going to strike. That's not how it works. Yeah. No one really cares if you strike. They're going to send their gun thugs after you, you know, like Gillette Razors or the Thomas English Muffin people. If you work for them, they're going to send their gun thugs if you try to strike.
I don't think anyone should be taken seriously politically unless they have a gun thug.
Right. Well, I'm saying the mafia is the answer to gun thugs, yeah, is that point.
Right.
Yeah, that's the other side of it. But yeah, I mean, do you what did you have to do? I mean, how does that work, by the way? You work for, like, the coal company, like in the Harlan County documentary. Mm-hmm. How do you become a gun thug? Like, you work your way up from, like, a coal picker? Like, yeah, picking coal, and then go, look, we really value how well you pick coal with a pickaxe, but I think maybe you'd be better with a gun. Shoot, pointing at other. Wait, no, wait, they were the.
They probably say that we're hiring you as security or something. Like,
right, it wouldn't be gun thug. It would just be security.
Right, yeah, that's a derogative term for it. Right. Derogatory term.
Yeah, I'm not a gun thug. I'm just a security, and I shoot at my coworkers who strike. Whatever. I mean, who? It's like. I mean,
some people hate their coworkers, you know.
That's true.
I mean, some people are like, I don't want to. What am I going to go to club meetings with these guys?
Oh yeah,
I'm going to go get drinks with them.
Oh yeah, let's have a get together. Yeah. Especially no, and it'll start like at 5, but then you're hanging out till like 11.
Yeah,
you know, it starts an hour before you. So technically, it's on the clock. It's a happy hour for an hour. It's always like a happy hour for 1 hour. Mm. If you show up between 5 and 6 with everyone, you can't get a single drink at this shit bar in Brooklyn. It's free drinks. You get one free drink if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And then you get drunk and you start telling the guy from IT, you know, all this weird shit that you do. I'm just making it up. Mm. That didn't really happen to me. I remember getting on the bad side of IT because I got drunk and said something. I forget what it was, though.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
I don't know.
I think me and you were both picking on this guy.
Oh, really?
He's a weirdo.
Yeah. I'm sure he deserved it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, anyone we pick on deserves it.
Prosecutors say it started in 2001. Oh, way back. When Ricciardo started squeezing a senior official with a Queens-based construction union to fork over a portion of his salary. Who was this? Who was this Mark who just started forking over? Give me some of your money. Okay.
I mean, the guy puts a gun in your mouth, bro.
Yeah.
Who are you? A gun in your mouth. Fuck you. What do you think she'd be like? Fuck you. Pull it. Pull it, motherfucker.
I don't always assume that it's like, you're probably right. They probably had previous encounters.
I love this idea that you just like, you like you got to put a gun in your face and you just put your mouth around it.
Imagine that, though.
That'd be great. It'd be so hot.
It would be so hot and then so sad.
Oh, if he did? Yeah, I mean, look. I mean, what guy in that position is going to actually blow your brains out?
Yeah.
This seems crazy. I mean, honestly, that would discount my entire life ethos. Mm. If that guy did that, nothing I've ever said would work. Which might be could be true. Yeah.
You're right.
Anyway.
Russo and other Colombo leaders. Who are they? Have you heard of the Colombo family?
Of course. It's one of the biggest mafia families in history.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What's
his name? Was it Frank Colombo? Other guy? I'm pretty sure the Colombo guy was the one who started that whole anti-defamation league. That was actually like, you know, like the whole gimmick. Like the
Italian anti-defamation.
Right, but it's all, yeah, we're not all the mafia, but he literally was.
That's great.
Yeah,
I love that.
It wasn't Roy Colombo, but yeah. No, the Colombos were on the base. Yeah.
It's like OJ's lawyer starting the Innocence Foundation.
Yeah, like, project. Which, like, apparently they're taking the case of Scott Peterson.
Scott Peterson, yeah.
Remember Lacey and Connor? Right. Everyone thinks that, you know, who, like, if he is innocent, he's still a guy, apparently, who, like, was, like, hanging out with, like, his, like, girlfriend while his wife and kid were missing.
Right. Yeah, that seems a little sus.
I mean, honestly, if you can't not go console yourself in your whore girlfriend's arms while your wife and child, baby child, are missing and presumed dead, you should probably just go to jail. I mean, that just seems like you're not even trying. What are you doing? What value could you be to society? You can't keep out of your whore's hands for a second while your son's being. Where your son's remains are being filtered through in a toilet.
Yeah, there's got to be just like a charge for lavish displays of being guilty, maybe.
Yeah, being guilty, maybe. Yeah. But guilty, maybe. You're a baby is in a toilet. How does it feel? You got a whore. You're guilty, maybe. Can we get Rebecca? I mean, is Rebecca Black doing anything? Can we get her to record a new version like that?
Maybe.
How much would she charge us?
I mean, that wasn't Rebecca Black's song, but she could still record it.
Which one was that? That was Carly Friday. Rae Jepsen? She's probably poor too now, right?
Oh, yeah. I bet she'd do it.
So call me, maybe. Was that a real song or was that a fake one like Friday?
That was a real song.
Okay.
But I bet she's probably free.
Yeah. Let's call her.
Yeah. We'll tell her she's doing satire or something.
Tell her to go on a date.
We'll tell her that Ray's going to romance you.
Anyway, romance in the toilet. Like that movie Romancing the Stone, but it's Romance in the Toilet.
Yeah.
Should call the episode that.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, God. What have we done? What have we done? Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
Don't forget, we have a Patreon. And Patreon's a place where you can get more comp. If you like comp, and we just spent an hour talking about miscarriages. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you love this show? And if you want more, as crazy as it sounds, it gets even wilder on Patreon.
Real wild, after hours.
After hours comp. So you get an extra episode every week, 4 more episodes a month, sometimes 5 maybe, whatever, it's once a week. So it works out. You figure out calendars. For $5 a month, it's a pretty good deal. I like the deal. I think you'd like the deal.
It's a lovely deal.
So do that if you like, if you want to. And if you don't, but you still like this show, that's perfectly fine. We thank you, and we'll see you next week. Have a great week.